and they have some mask and big hat, high hat, pointed mm-hmm. hat. Some dress like women, some dress like tramp, and some dress real pretty.
Were you scared of them when you were little kid?
It's kind of scary, but the dog want to eat them up, you know, the dog high and just...
The what?
The dog hit those burrito, Mardi Gras. But they not run anymore like that anymore. People don't. They have some in Mamua, maybe in Yunis, but they're not around here. They don't fool with that much. They go meet the others.
How is Mamu different from here? Is that a little more old-fashioned town?
Well, here we don't have any town hardly. Yes, I think they're more old-fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
They have more dances and things like that. Vilplatte is very common for that.
And something on kind of vegetable people can put in gumbo.
You put onion top and onion head, you know, the bottom too, and parsley.
What else?
And you put a roux, you take some brown, you put some lard too. Heat, then you put flour and you stir it until it's real brown.
Mm-hmm.
Then you add some water. Then you put some sausage boiling for about an hour in that with that juice.
Mm-hmm.
Then you drop your chicken, especially if it's a big fry. It's a hen, you can boil it longer. But if it's a chicken, about 30 minutes, that meat is cooked, you know.
What about a vegetable they put in? It's green like this.
In what?
In gumbo.
That's the onion top and parsley.
Or something else. It's green.
You can put pepper in it, green pepper if you want
to. What about okra?
Okra. Uh-huh. Some make okra gumbo, but I don't make any.
And what different kinds of beans grow around here?
Oh, those purple heart beans.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't go with bean here.
What about a white, flat kind of bean?
That's a lima bean.
Uh-huh.
They grow some in their garden like that.
And to get the lima beans out of the shells, you say you have to?
To peel it. Just open it and let the shell fall.
Mm-hmm.
But that's cool, I think, for the green beans, the long beans, the purple heart, they have a machine that clean it for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. They used to have a can center there. People would go can there. Their thing, you know. But I never did go.
Mm-hmm. And something that's green and grows like this?
Lettuce, you mean?
Uh-huh. If you wanted to buy some lettuce, you'd go to the store and ask for maybe three?
You just buy a head of lettuce.
Uh-huh. Or you could buy several.
Yes, if you want to. I only buy one of it.
Uh-huh.
And you can buy bell pepper too. I never buy any.
Do you ever use the word head talking about children? Like if someone has five children, to say he has five head of children?
No, we said they're triply, or I don't know how you would say five children, how uh-huh. you can pronounce that. When it's three, they say a triple.
Uh-huh. And if someone has about 14 children in all, you'd say he really has a
big family.
Do you ever say a passel?
No, I don't know what you mean about that.
And if someone had about 500 acres of land, you'd say he had a what of land?
Well, he had a big piece of land or good amount of acres of land.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say a right smart of land? Do you ever hear that?
What?
A right smart of land?
No. I never heard about it.
And